my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and it is Tuesday on this 11th day of June. I'm so delighted to come your way. Just a reminder, the 41st annual National Youth Conference, Santa Clara, California, next Monday, follows Father's Day this Sunday. And let's not forget that. And you'll be busy on Saturday trying to pick up something at the dollar store for Dad, I'm certain. But let's not forget it. Dollar store went up to $1.25. Hey, Dads, we're going to do real well this year, next Monday. And I want you to please, today, I'm going to ask you to pray. Would you just pray that young people would be confronted with salvation? The early days, 40-some years ago, really we rarely would hear anybody get saved. They would come from saved youth groups. But now, oh my goodness, we always have enormous, and many of them trust Christ as Savior. Pray for that, if you will. And then pray that many would say, Lord, here am I. I'll take my hand off my life, and I just want to be used of you. And we're in 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll pick it up today in verse number 8. Get your pen or pencil ready. I want you to mark a few things if you have time. The Epleys, what a blessing they are. They're going to sing for us, "If Jesus Said It, I Believe." Go ahead, Brother Mrs. Epley and family, I believe.
If Jesus said it, I believe it. His word cannot lie. If it's written in the Bible, I'll believe it till I die. Though the mountain be into the sea, God's word will last forever throughout eternity.
The blind man cried, "I cannot see. O Son of David, have mercy on me." Then Jesus spoke so sweet and low, "Arise, my child, thy faith hath made thee whole."
If Jesus said it, I believe it. His word cannot lie. If it's written in the Bible, I'll believe it till I die. Though the mountain be removed and cast into the sea, God's word will last forever throughout eternity.
In my Father's house, there's plenty of room, and Jesus said, "I'm coming soon to catch you."
In the Bible, I'll believe it till I die. Though the mountain be removed and cast into the sea, God's word will last forever throughout eternity. God's word will last forever throughout eternity.
I love the Epleys. They're such good people. They're children. We love their children and their mates. And thank God for Brother and Mrs. Epley, been so faithful. Thank God for the great church they're part of, Marion Avenue Baptist Church in Washington, Iowa. Their son-in-law, Brother Joseph Brown, is their pastor. That's wonderful. That's great. I love the Bible. Whenever I am, for example, I've been all this year, I was in the book of Colossians on Sunday morning, going verse by verse, and that book just came alive to me. I loved it. I enjoyed it. It helped me so very much. And right now we're in 2 Peter on the broadcast, and what a powerful book. You know, I said last week that this book mirrors the Second Timothy, where Paul is writing how the time of my departure is at hand. I know I'm going to die, and Peter says the same thing in 2 Peter here. He said, "Well, I'm getting ready now," and both knew they would be their lives would be taken. for the name of Christ, and they're ready to be offered. And what a great, great testimony. Sailing away, we'll have the revival trio right here from our church sing for us right now. And then we'll pick it up in 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse number 8. Get ready to take some notes.
The waters are smooth and the sailing seems so easy.
Now, we saw yesterday, besides this, verse 5, referring to those about a dozen or 12 things that God did in verse 1 through 4, besides this, and then he gave us the octave, do, re, mi, so, fa, la, ti, do, gave us the seven tones. And he told us that we're to add virtue and knowledge and temperance and add patience and godliness and brotherly love and charity. Now he picks it up with the word these things. These things is found eight times in these three chapters. I'll give you outside of this chapter, chapter 3, is found three times. You can mark it yourself. I probably won't get there today. So let me give you chapter 3, verse 11, chapter 3, verse 16, and chapter 3, verse 17, these things. But right here, specifically, he begins these things. What things? Those seven graces. If these things be in you and abound. You see, there's always, you're adding and now abounding, there should be growth in the Christian life. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall hear it. Number one, you're not going to be barren or unfruitful. If these things, if virtue is in you, if knowledge is in you, and temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly love and charity, if they're in you, you're going to produce. You'll produce fruit. You'll not be barren or unfruitful. How's our fruit bearing? Oh, I'm afraid. Most Christians, there's no fruit. I'm afraid they're dead trees. I'm just afraid of them. I'm concerned. So there's the first, these things. Well, then he says these things in verse 9. But he that lacketh these things, what? You're lacking virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness, and charity. You lack these things. Watch. You cannot see afar off. You see, I mentioned yesterday about parents and cell phones and things and all that. Well, I don't believe that, Traber. Well, you know what? You can't see. You're blind because you don't have these things. When you have these things, you can see. You have some wisdom about the dangers of putting a phone. We have our youngest granddaughter. We have a 22-year-old coming up here in July next month, 22, and we have a 4-year-old. Now, little London, who's 4, let's say that I throw her the keys to my car and say, London, go out there to the parking lot, pick up Papa's car from, bring it on over here. Well, she can't handle that. She's not prepared to do that. She would hurt herself. And when you don't see these things, these graces, and you don't see they're missing, you're blind. You cannot see afar off. Why? Because you've forgotten that he was purged from his own sins. So perhaps you're saved, but you've put God in the back seat. Well, in verse 10 is another these things. He said, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. So that's the third time, these things. These things have to be in you. We have so many Christians that bail out on God and quit on God and don't finish the journey. Well, verse number 12, we have these things again. I put you in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. You know these things, but you're not putting these things in your life or in my life. And so he says it again, these things in verse number 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. Do you have a godly grandfather or grandmother that passed away? The things that they taught you, don't reject them now that they're dead and gone. You have a godly aunt, godly uncle. They put things in you. Now, don't throw them away now that they're dead and gone. Do you have a godly pastor? All my pastors have passed away. Except for one. Do you have a godly pastor that has passed away on the other? He taught you the Word of God. He taught you the things of God. And you've had the opportunity to grow under his ministry, but he's gone. His wife's gone. They're in heaven now. Don't throw what they've taught you away. Well, there's a new way of doing it. If they were here, they would do it too. No. I love the fact that that old time religion still works. Well, friend, it's been a joy. Always is a joy and a blessing to be with you. I would just beg you to pray for this youth conference. Just please pray. I pray that God would do something very unusual, very, very special. Beginning next Monday through Thursday, the 41st Annual National Youth Conference. Let's pray together. Father, help us to put these things in us so that we'd not fail and not live in blindness, and that we could finish our journey and finish it with joy. Thank you for Revival Time, the privilege to be with these people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.